True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us Tuesday, 4 o'clock, once again throughout the season. I haven't talked to him in so long. That is one Jordan Mailata. Jordan, thanks for joining us.
Hola. Hola, everyone. Thanks for having me.
How you doing, man?
What's up, big dog?
Doing good. What's up, Ike?
So listen, you've had a few days off to get the body right. Few days to think about last Thursday's game. I know you were on with Spike last night. I didn't get a chance to catch a whole bunch of it, but so I got a couple of questions for you myself. Just coming off of Thursday night, how did you think from an offensive standpoint you guys performed? Did you feel like you guys played the way you wanted to, or you feel like there's a lot there still to be worked on?
I think always room to improve. I think there is a lot to work on still. As in terms of just adjusting and executing to what the defense has given us and going out there and executing the game plan. But I thought we started the game pretty good. Our communication, our operation, was pretty good. And definitely some good things to take away from the first game. But, you know, as always, there's still a lot more room to improve.
You bring up a great point. I think you guys scored on your first three or four possessions that you had. You guys went down there and put points on the board. I'm wondering, getting into that second half, halftime, and then the weather delay, and I know you're never going to make excuses, but I do wonder how much of that sort of affected the rhythm of the offense, the stopping and starting of the second half.
I'm 100%. You know, we talk about it all the time about who can handle the conditions the best. And I thought we did a good job coming out of the half. But then not expecting that delay to happen. And I think our staff and everyone did a great job of, you know, handling it well with, you know, the extra long delays. But, you know, at the same time, we just felt like we were in a funk. You know, we got caught in a funk and we couldn't make the right adjustments and we weren't executing, and that's just the game sometimes. You know, when you don't execute, you can't move the ball. Sometimes we were just, especially in the run game that seemed so stale at times, was we were one block away from a huge gain, you know. And so when you look back at that, you just got to go, you look back at what's the cause of this, what's the root, and it's just an execution standpoint.
Jordan, we just got the news that Jalen Carter will be playing this weekend. That they're considering.
Oh, let's go!
Yeah, so they're considering him missing that game as the suspension. So you as like a leader and a culture setter for the Eagles, when you see something like what he did that doesn't measure up to the expectations of what you all have set. From a culture standpoint, how do the leaders in the team handle when people don't measure up in that sort of scenario?
The standard, this is the beauty about the standard. The standard is so high that people who come in, they know the standard. Now, I'm not going to speak on what conversations we've had with JC, but I could see a change, a gear change in him just in yesterday's workout, just coming in. I could see it, I see it in his eyes. I could see it on the field, you know, because we had a lift and we had a run. You could see that he was hungry for this. You know, he was hungry. He had learned from, you know, sitting out the game and watching his brothers play. So, you know, sometimes it kind of helps that the culture, even though it was set before our time here, that people know what they're getting themselves into. They know that they fell way below. Sometimes you don't need to say anything because it's you live and breathe it every day. And, you know, we're all human. We let our emotions get the better of us at times. And, you know, unfortunately, that was just a mishap that happened that game. And, you know, I know that he's going to come back with the hunger this week.
A hungry Jalen Carter seems terrifying, to be honest with you.
It's, oh, my God. It is.
Yeah. So Jordan Mailata is with us. He'll be with us every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. So the way the NFL is now, that the starters don't really play very much, if at all, during the preseason. And we all understand, as viewers, that it takes the team a few games to ramp up into what they will become. For you, as somebody now who does not play during the preseason, at what point during the season is there like a weak mark where you feel like, okay, we are who we are now. We've gotten to the point in the season where we feel like there's a rhythm. How many weeks does that take?
I don't think I've ever been one to be like that. To kind of put a time limit, you know, but just to answer your question, I'd say maybe five to six games. It seems pretty long, but I don't know. That's a pretty safe answer. I don't think I'm being truthful there. I would say 4 to 5 games. You kind of get in there, kind of get to know, like, okay, what's working, what's not working. You know, different teams. You play different teams. They do different stuff, and so. I think 4 to 5 games is a good window. But, you know, I don't really set a timeline, you know, of like an assessment. Mm-hmm. Just go out there and do my job, man. And if something's not working, I go upstairs.
Well, you know, the funny thing is
it's pretty simple.
Right. Did he say I go upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Well, hell, it worked out pretty good the last time you guys did that. So
yep.
When you look back at the game Thursday, running the football, right? I love the fact that you guys stuck with it. And listen, we got so spoiled with watching Saquon and the explosive runs last year that he had. You almost expect that every time you see him run the ball, but. He had some moments there Thursday night, and then there's also some times where it looked like Dallas did a good job. From a running aspect, how did you feel like you guys did in the running game Thursday night?
Oh, like you said, there were moments where we did good things. But, man, this is me having a high standard. I thought we did a bad job, but we did execute on a couple plays or a few plays there. I mean, I'm just being hard on myself on the run game. But I thought, you know, I honestly thought there were a few plays that we could take away from that were really good. But apart from that, you know, just we're one block away. We are one block away. Or in some instances, it was a communication aspect. You know, missing the point. So there's always something. In a play that seems very bad, or even like a play that seems good, we're always one play off, or one call off, one person not executing the right technique off, and yeah, it just seems that's why I think it's bad, because you're just not hitting. You need everyone in the run game.
Jordan, you've obviously before this year plenty familiar with Kevin Petullo because he's been a coach there for a while. But this was his first game in calling plays as offensive coordinator. How do you think Like, what has been the change from Kevin Petullo, pass game coordinator, to offensive coordinator? And then, if anything, did you notice from him from a play calling perspective in the first game?
I loved the rhythm going from like runs. Even again, we talk about the running game being bad. Even though the run game was, it could have been better. Like the rhythm of the game, just from play actions to runs to passes, quick passes, knowing when to take shots, and us all being on the same page, in protection. But I think that's the biggest part, biggest takeaway from KP and his influence this year on our offensive play calling.
So you go in Sunday to a desperate's the wrong word for the Chiefs, but lost to you guys in the Super Bowl, lost their first game, their home opener. I would assume that you're expecting quite a fight on Sunday from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, man. I think always. I think regardless if they win, lose, or draw, it doesn't matter, faceless opponent, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to get your best. You're going to get their best, and you're going to give your best. And so, as cliche as that is, that's my that's my mindset heading in there today, this week.
Well, this will be the fifth time you guys have met in the last 3 years. So, I mean, other than a divisional opponent, I don't know if you've played the Chiefs, like, right? You played them Super Bowl, you played them the year after the Super Bowl, and you played them last year.
Do we count the Tampa Bay Bucks as a?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah, the Bucks too. Yeah, yeah. The Chiefs and the Bucks. Yeah.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, because they're on the schedule again this year, too. Yep. So, yeah, yep. The Chiefs and the Bucks, man. It's a fun little rivalry for us to sit back and watch, because you're looking at arguably the best over there for at least the last 5 or 6 years, and the Eagles certainly staking their claim as the new team now. So it's a great matchup to watch.
We're just trying to prove it. Yeah, man, it's not like we haven't done nothing, man.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but last year didn't even happen.
<can't prove>.
Yep.
We haven't done nothing, man.
Nothing. All right, Jordan.
Prove it again.
All right, Jordan. Well, look forward to talking to you again next week and all season. And good luck on Sunday against the Chiefs.
All right, brother.
Cheers. See you, bro.
There he is, Jordan Mailata. He does, you know, Jack was mentioning that it always sounds, Jordan sounds so relaxed when he's on the phone with us.
Yeah.
Is he, you think he's just like laying down watching TV, something like that, or takes a break to give us a call?
Yeah, without question.
Yeah, just having a good time.
Without question. I mean, he's sitting there rubbing his feet together, and he's on the couch. Let me call these idiots. I forgot I got to call these idiots.
These idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
So we mentioned it briefly. Let me get all of the news about
Jalen.
About Jalen Carter. Hold on, let me bring it up here. Used to be blocked by Adam Schefter. I'm not blocked by him anymore. So that's
Schefter had you blocked?
Yeah, I don't know why.
What'd you do to Schefter?
I don't know. Him and Buster Olney. Buster Olney still has me blocked, by the way.
Dude, you must have been giving some fire takes at them.
Well, it was years ago.
Like, well, you were probably a pain in the ass in like 2012.
You had to be, yes.
Dude, 2012, I was a problem. On Twitter, I was a problem. Because everybody could
everyone
see everything.
Everyone talks about 2012 Spike was a problem.
Dude, on Twitter, oh, man. Because you could see everything. Now, you don't really see replies all the time, but back then, if you would roast one of the big reporters
one of the
or whatever.
Guys, yeah. You probably were relentless, too.
Oh, yes. 100%.
What'd you get on Buster about, man?
I don't remember.
The baseball takes.
The Schefter one I remember, he said something about them cutting a quarterback who I think they were just going to resign. They cut him as like a...
The Eagles?
Yeah, but they were just going to resign him. And he reported that they were cutting him. And I think I was maybe a little mouthy about him getting it wrong.
But of course you were.
But I'm not that way anymore.
Well, yeah, well, Schefter doesn't know that.
Yeah, but I'm not blocked anymore.
Yeah, but all French's old tweets.
Oh, yeah. I've been a couple. Yeah. You know, a little chesty.
Yes.
They're bad points.
Yep. So,
did you ever tweet at me?
So I looked once. I did not tweet at you. I used to tweet all the time at Elliot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was a Bradford guy, and he told me the last seven games didn't matter. And
you were a Sam Bradford guy?
I used to be a hopeful little Eagles fan. I'm going to be honest with everyone.
Wow.
I got Howard once, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody did. Yeah.
I did tweet, I hope he's not driving and listening. I did tweet at Ben Davis about bunting on Curt Schilling.
Oh, no!
I did troll him about that, and he said to me...
Oh, you responded?
Yeah, got him.
Guys like to be stroked.
He said, sounds like you need to learn the game or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He big times you. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But I think that's it.
Oh,
the
man.
Thing that people used to do to Howard all the time on Twitter that always made me laugh, it was like about a year of it, is he would tweet something and people would say, how do we even know this is the real Howard Eskin? This isn't the real Howard Eskin.
Back when Twitter was fun.
Yes, back when it was fun and not so mean. So, so per Adam Schefter, the NFL is fining defensive tackle Jalen Carter $57,222 for spitting on Dak Prescott. The league also says the game he was ejected in will serve as his one-game suspension. Quote, after talking to the Eagles, the NFL, and the NFLPA, Jalen has not decided to appeal and focus on the Chiefs game, said Carter's agent Drew Rosenhaus. Adam Schefter continues. The Eagles and Drew Rosenhaus also worked on an agreement that the team will not use the suspension to void guarantees in Jalen Carter's contract or seek signing bonus payment forfeiture. So
that certainly sounds like an agent.
Well, the way that I'm reading this is the NFL is counting it as a suspension, but the Eagles are not. So I would guess is that if this had been an official suspension where they suspend him for the game, he would probably have to forfeit some signing bonus stuff and some regular bonus stuff. But the way that they are framing it is because he was not actually suspended because he was just kicked out of the game.
Right.
The Eagles will not treat it as a suspension. That's why you got to have a good agent, by the way.
Was probably had provisions in his contract.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That guarded him.
Yes.
From his behavior.
Yeah. So
they don't want to use it against him.
So the NFL is counting it as a suspension, but Drew Rosenhaus, the Eagles, and Jalen Carter are not.
Ooh, you know how long they had to be on the phone about this?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Jalen Carter makes $57,222 per week, which is how the NFL arrived at the fine that it did. So he, if he would be suspended, he would lose that money.
Right.
Because he wasn't suspended, he didn't lose that money.
Yes.
So that's what they're suspending.
Yes.
They're fining him for. I have to say, you know, it was Giulio earlier this week that he said that he thought the Eagles should suspend Jalen Carter for the Chiefs game.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was ridiculous when he said it.
Yeah.
And then Elliot said it. And I have to be honest with you, I'm not passionate about it either way. I'm not disappointed if they don't. Though I have come to the conclusion that I do see the argument for it. And if you asked me what is the right thing to do, I think the thing to do is to do it.
I think is
to suspend him. And again, it is what it is. I'd rather see him playing than not playing.
Mm-hmm.
But their entire thing is built around culture and discipline and those sorts of things. And then you learn that, and Jordan said this to us last night, that it was emphasized, and we heard that the league had done this, but it was emphasized to them, to the players, that this is what the refs are going to be looking for. They're going to be looking for unsportsmanlike conduct. And I guess I just hope, I don't know the guy, I'm not interacting with him, the Eagles know better than I do. I just hope that Jalen Carter understands how big that was.
Right.
You know, they didn't lose, but they could have. And there's an argument to be made that if that you know, first of all, CeeDee Lamb catches a ball or something, they could lose the game. Mm-hmm. If that delay doesn't happen, maybe they lose the game. That was not, the Eagles did not blow that team out. Mm-hmm. Before the Lightning, they couldn't stop them at all. And if they lose that game, they didn't, but
it's
they
a
lose.
Different feeling.
It's a totally different feeling about Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
You know, because we would look at it and say, you cost
That's
us
the
that
reason
game.
Why they lost. Yep.
You know, you have to be the reason we win, not the reason we lose. So.
Yeah.
So, you know, really interesting situation to see how now when he was suspended last year, or not suspended, but benched.
He's benched, yeah.
He had the best season of his career, played almost every snap for the rest of the season, was
he
a
did.
Total monster.
He did.
So I am hoping that whatever happened here, we get the same reaction out of Jalen Carter this year that we got last year.
Yeah, and that's why I thought Friday was important. Fortunately for him, the weekend came and it sort of died down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that had been a Monday night game where that happened, and we got the rest of the week to talk about it, or a Sunday night game when that happened, and we got the rest of the week to talk about it. You know, maybe he's getting a little bit more of a public lashing.
Yeah.
But Friday was important from this standpoint, that the people that were frustrated by it, and I'm sure he if he was smart, he wasn't listening to the radio or what have you, but he had to know there was a sentiment in the air that people were disappointed in his actions. And he disappointed a lot of people. And to me, that's what he needed to feel Friday. He didn't need to be told, oh, I understand why you did it. Dak spit on the ground around you. Like, he didn't need to be told that nonsense, because he needed to know that he let a lot of people down, and this type of behavior is unacceptable going forward. And I think he got that message. I hope he got that message and that feeling Friday. It sounded like listening to Jordan, that the veterans on the team had a talking with him. Sure, Jalen Hurts had a talking with him.
Yep.
Right? Like, and you get enough of, you let people down that you care about, it hits a little harder.
Yes, than you being suspended.
So hopefully this is something he's going to learn from and move on from, and we don't have to deal with anything. I don't think he's going to do this again, but you also have to think about him taking some sort of action into his own hands and not thinking about the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you get into a heated moment out there on the field and you throw a punch or something, you're ejected still.
Yes. And by the way, if he does something again, trust
right.
me, nobody's taking
they're
anything
coming down
easy
on him. Yes, they're going to come down on you even harder.
215-592-9494. That was
you
a good
was
one.
Looking. I knew you were listening.
Yeah. You get that? You get that play? Yeah.
Nah, I'll let that one go.
Top five things that Ike said today.
The thing I love that he does, he just wants you to know that he heard that.
He winks at you.
Yes, he looks like a hat.
By the way, the sheep sound effect.
It's good.
I didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
It crushed me. It was so good. So
you know, but you know he uses that for the goat, too.
Oh, does he?
Well, I don't
even know if it's a goat or a sheep.
Yeah, I can't tell. It's like the eagle screech is actually a hawk screech.
Yes.
But it sounds way better.
I love it. By the way, sheep thing.
It works.
I'm in.
It works for both.
I'm not going to hit it on Ike. Would never do that.
No.
Only for being a sheep?
No, yeah,
just do
Elliot.
It to Elliot. Yeah. Maybe do it to Baldy.
I'm a sheep.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Oh, it's so good. I couldn't even talk anymore. It got me.
Well, you're like, what is that?
Yes. 215-592-9494. So Jalen Carter not suspended. A fine $57,000. Looks like
Belichick would have suspended him.
Yeah, he sure would have. We still don't know why he didn't play the what's his name in the Super Bowl? Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, when are they going to let that out, man?
Somebody's got to say it.
It's been almost a decade, man.
What do you do? 215-592-9494.
Somebody has to tell.
So, Phils have game two against the Mets tonight. We have the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next.
There
this
we
is
go.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.